paywalls, no subscriptions. Just free local news and your favorite music. Live from downtown, Mix 107.3 KIOW, Forest City, a Koloff Media station.
Out on the field where the stories are told, warrior hearts beating brave and bold. Small town pride in the air we breathe. The spirit of the game will never leave. Forever and always go Warriors, we shout. With fans in the stands, there's never a doubt. Game day Saturdays where memories ignite. Under the lights we fight the good fight.
And X from the Waldorf Gridiron Club pages. I'm Troy Thompson, the voice over Bull Store Field for the Warriors on game days, which we have one coming up on Saturday, and it's our opener at the home field. We're looking forward to that. We want to recognize, of course, the rest of our Warriors Live Show sponsors that make this happen for Warriors fans every Wednesday during the football season, and that's Pritchard's Forest City Auto Center and Chrysler of Forest City, Farm and City Insurance Services, Shooter's Bar and Grill, which is where we are, and where you can be too, because we just started, so there's plenty of time to come on down, grab a drink and a great meal, and watch the show live and in person. And once again, our title sponsor is MBT. Special thanks, by the way, to Ashley Davidson, our marketing committee chair of the Waldorf University Athletic Department, Chad Gassman and crew, and all the big-time fans in the Waldorf Gridiron Club. So how about a great big woo-ball holler from the Warrior football fans here with us tonight? Let's go, Warrior fans! Make some noise! Well, lots of fans out here tonight, as you can hear, and you're always welcome to come on down if you're nearby for a cold drink, great food, great fans, and lots of Warrior football as we get ready to kick off the 25 season at home this Saturday for Community Night. This Saturday, our Warriors will host Mount Marty, the Lancers out of Yankton, South Dakota, home of the Lewis and Clark Reservoir and Tom Brokaw. Kickoff is set for 5 p.m. at Bull Store Field. That was a little acting right there. Awesome. And Warrior Walk, of course, is scheduled for 2:30.
2:30.
And we can't wait to turn out and cheer on our Warriors. So now, let's get a summary of last Saturday's game with our head coach, Tyler Chapa. Coach, welcome back to Warriors Live program once again. How are you?
Lovely Wednesday.
It's a great Wednesday.
Great Wednesday.
Last Saturday, we traveled to Orange City and faced the Red Raiders of Northwestern College. What is the most important statement you can make about our performance against the number 7 Red Raiders in the NAIA on their home field?
Yeah, I mean, that first half, we weren't bad. We didn't play, you know, we made our mistakes, and we played hard for, I think, a quarter and a half. It was 9-0. We had our starting QB went down, and we didn't really prepare our number 2 quarterback to take the number 1 reps, and he had to go through the whole playbook, and defense fought like heck, man. And they're on the field for 77 plays, they're going to be tired. And so proud of the fight. You know, you never know what to expect when you're going up against the number 7 team, and our guys fought and they competed their tails off.
I agree. I don't really have nothing bad to say about last Saturday. The score wasn't
like
we wanted it to turn out.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, you might think differently as I get into these questions, but I mean, I didn't really have any disappointment at all. Northwestern is a classy, disciplined, solid organization. They didn't make a lot of mistakes, did they?
I don't think they. No,
I don't know if they made any.
No, they didn't. And the problem is we played well and still made a lot of mistakes and a lot of things that are fixable and we can correct.
Yes.
And that's a good thing when, you know, you're not just completely outmatched. When you have guys, I told them at halftime, you belong on the field with these guys.
Absolutely.
Maybe last year, maybe we didn't, but this year our guys were competing. We could stop the run. We blocked a field goal. And had a couple fourth down stops, and we were moving the ball on offense, and then we would just shoot ourselves in the foot. And so those are things that we can correct and have corrected this week of practice.
Those are fixable. I didn't really see anything that we did wrong that isn't fixable. I mean, they're all fixable. And so I wasn't worried. Nobody in the stands was too worried about anything. Okay.
Right.
So that's good. Now the Warriors showed up. They came to play, obviously. They stood up to the Red Raiders. right out of the chute, like you were talking, having won the toss, deferring, started us out on defense. And I think that that first initial series, like you said, sent some ripples through the stands and the GPAC.
Yeah, and it was good. Like, we want to put on tape that we're going to play fast, physical, aggressive, and we're not going to be a team that rolls over no matter who we play. Doesn't matter what it says on their chest. It matters what says on, what it says on ours. And I think our guys are really taking that to heart.
That first series took nearly 5 minutes off the clock and 8 plays for 65 yards, resulting in a TD and a field goal for the Red Raiders. But to get there, they first tried to air it out.
Yeah.
Loss of a yard, then a pass for a gain of 3, then a pass for 8 yards to get a first down. Then they went to the ground with their running back, and we heard his name a lot, Solomon T.
He's a good player, yeah.
7 yards, then T again. But we had his number then, and they took a loss of 7 yards, so it was 3rd and 10. And about that point, we're 3 minutes into this game, and it looks like we're going to force them to punt.
Yeah, we got them into some uncomfortable situations, and those 3rd and long situations are, for an offense, are really, really tough, and we just have to execute a little bit better to get them off the field and not make those mistakes that we made.
I was in the stands, and I can tell you that the reaction in those first 3 minutes of the game was like, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. But then on 3rd and 10, a 46-yard completion, and then they're in the red zone, and 1st and goal, and there you go.
Yeah, they end up scoring.
And then they're in for the TD.
They're in for the TD. But there's things that we did, right? I mean, you know, they have good players and they have good scheme, but we were in on that long play. We were in position twice to be able to deflect that pass or possibly even pick it off. And there's things that our guys have to do better. They know they have to do it better, and I think they will.
Well, tell us a little bit about the momentum we had, not only in that initial series, but really on the defense throughout the game. They got sideswiped by sometimes either errors or big plays.
Yeah, I think those guys are I think they know that they're pretty good this year. I think they trust each other. I think they feel like they're prepared. Everything on film that they, or everything in meetings that the coaches were talking about, they saw. There's not anything that they weren't prepared for. They were flying around. We have outside linebackers making tackles 46 yards down the field because everybody is just swarming to the football, and it's just a part of the culture over there. Mm-hmm. And I think that has done that's done us good, but also it'll start leaking over into the offense, understanding that those guys will never complain on defense about, oh, we have to go out. No, we get to go back out, and then they will get the ball back. They will get the ball back to the offense and give them some momentum that way.
Red Raiders have a solid kicker in Giovanni Cabango. He kicked 64 yards right into the end zone for a touchback, but that's not quite what happened, is it?
No, and yeah, that's my fault. I had him standing on the 3-yard line, heels on the 3, and if it goes over your head, let it go, because it's going into the end zone.
Yeah.
And then it bounced on the 1-yard line.
And it went forward.
It went straight up into the air.
Yeah.
And then we did the fair catch sign.
Yeah.
And so if you don't catch it on a fair catch and it bounces wherever you field it, that's where it's down.
Okay.
And so
that was the ruling.
That's what the ruling was. Okay. We did the T sign, which we're never going to do again. But then after that, it was just like,
I don't know who you're pointing to.
Yeah.
We don't have a camera in that direction.
We don't need to. I'm pointing at a mirror at myself.
We got lots of fans here at Shooters Bar and Grill, but we're not showing all the patrons tonight.
I'm pointing at a mirror at myself right now. But no, and he's going to, yeah, I'm going to learn from that. He's going to learn from that. And that's a horrible starting field position. However, last year and even the year before, maybe the year before that, the game would have been over right there.
Yeah.
The game would have.
It wasn't.
It was not.
Heck no.
We gave up a horrible mistake on our kick return, gave up a safety, and we still played.
Yeah, we got that safety. Started on the 1-yard line. Tough spot for anybody. No rush, no gain. The second play, quarterback Chris Walter sacked in the end zone for a safety. That was that brings the first quarter score to 9-0, which is where it stayed, by the way. What happened in the remaining 9 minutes of the first quarter?
You know, defense played their butts off.
Yeah.
We were, again, offensively, we moved the football.
Yeah.
And I think I ended up going for it on 4th down on that drive.
I got bullet points. You can't see them.
Yeah, no, dang it. I think I ended up going for it on 4th down. We were like a half a yard short.
You did.
We didn't quite get to the sticks. But again, these are all
they
things.
They didn't every time either.
I know.
That's a big thing to talk
which
about.
Is awesome.
Northwestern stopped at the 32, blocked the we blocked their field goal attempt.
We did, and that's been a huge emphasis for our defense.
Waldorf takes the ball, our own 32, 1st and 10, 1st and 10, 1st and 10 again, down to the Northwestern 33. except we go incomplete on third and five, and because we had and then fourth and five and on turnover downs, we had a little situation there with that incomplete. Yeah, incomplete third and fifth, third and five, and fourth and five. I feel like was that the interception happened? That was later. We'll come back to that. Anyway. Is that something we saw last year against the Red Raiders? No, what they did. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we were getting momentum because, like you said, we had first and 10. And I thought, we were too far for a field goal and too close to punt. And so I thought, and we were close to getting it, but ultimately we did not. And that's a big momentum swing for them, too.
In the second, the Red Raiders took another 5 minutes off the clock right away, scoring again mostly through the work of their running back, again Solomon T, who ended up Saturday, by the way, with 93 yards rushing and 15 receiving. Then we moved the ball on offense pretty well, like you were saying, going from our 24 to their 30 after a complete first downs and a big reception. That's where it is, Luke Valdez, but it was called back, and that was the holding penalty on third and 13 that resulted in a third and 23. A one-yard rush, and then, of course, we were forced to punt. So tell us about that first game of the season away and maybe some of those. Are they initial just discipline jitters? And we talked about this. Yeah. They should be easy to fix.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely nerves. Some guys, this was their first game playing again. Some guys that are we've named captain that, they have a lot on their shoulders, responsibilities, and they – almost trying to do a little too much and not understand that for us to be good, I have to do my job. And so going up against a team that's not going to make very many mistakes, and we cannot go into it, nervous. I don't think our guys were scared, but they definitely, it's a big spotlight.
Just excited.
It's an environment that some of these guys have never played in with that many people watching them before. And so, to see where we stack up and you take away some of these penalties and, sacks that we took were huge. I think we ended up, our rushing stat was like negative 20, but a lot of that was sacks that our quarterbacks took unnecessarily. But I think that, like you said, all of our guys are going to learn from it.
Northwestern took possession at their 30-yard line in the second. We gave them a first down with a defensive offsides call on their fourth and six, which they then converted to a first down, another Solomon T carry. But we took them down to fourth and five, and they went for it because they're the Red Raiders. And it's still the first half, but then we got pass interference.
Yeah, and it was actually they were trying to fake punt, and one of our guys was supposed to block him, and so he thought his guy wasn't running around. He thought he was blocking him, and they called a pass interference. We did that twice on fourth down. Once we jumped offsides, and the other, so we got them into favorable spots for us, and we just did not execute.
Well, they went all the way down. They got a first down from that penalty. Red Raiders did, and then they went all the way down, fourth down again on us. And then they went again.
Yeah.
And they were at our 36-yard line, but then what happened? They couldn't make completions.
Yeah.
They couldn't do it.
Well, our defensive backs were in the right position most of the game.
Yeah.
We didn't win all of the 50-50 balls, but that's been a big emphasis in practice.
Coach, you stopped the Red Raiders on fourth down, and you would have stopped them, I think, much earlier two other times if it hadn't been, for those easy-to-fix penalties.
Yeah, and it's just tough to put them in a practice situation to simulate some of these things. You talk about it, and you emphasize it, but you got to do it. And so being able to come into the film with an open mind, I think, has been good this week.
I don't know if you can say you're happy about that, but I'd say overall the performance, you guys, it's a different team.
It is. It feels better. Our guys are locked in and ready to go.
Rest of the second quarter, we lost QB Chris Walter following a sack for a loss of 15 yards, and we were forced to punt. How's Chris doing, by the way?
Yeah, he's gonna be out for a little while.
Okay.
So we've got our backup, Tate Richardson, who came in for him, is taking the number one snaps, and then we've got a couple guys behind him.
Okay.
If need be, we can still operate the offense.
Yeah. Tate Richardson came in then, like you said, at quarterback for the remainder of the game. The Red Raiders took possession, and after two big catches, they score went to 23-0 at the half.
Yep.
I guess what was the messaging in the locker room?
Yeah, we gave up a safety that we should have never been in that position.
Sure.
And then that bomb at the end of the half, it could have easily been 14-0 at halftime. And so understanding that We do belong here, and our guys match up with their guys. It's not that we're just getting pushed all over the field like we have maybe in the past, but our guys are talented enough. They're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, and we just have to be confident in ourselves and our techniques.
I'm not going to go through every minute of the game just to make you feel a little more at ease. The remainder of the game, though, in the second half, did see Richardson, obviously, at quarterback. The defense continued to rotate. They did cause problems for the Red Raiders, and the offense did move the ball, but they just never made it to the end zone. The final score, Northwestern 40, Waldorf nothing, with a TD and safety in the first, two TDs in the second, just one TD in the third, Coach, and a TD and a field goal in the fourth. Overall, Coach, our Warriors put up, I'd say, one heck of a fight from start to finish against a very good nationally rated team.
Yeah, and, you know, 40-0, I've got a lot of texts from family, friends, colleagues, and they all tell me, hey, you guys look better. It wasn't hard to watch you guys play this first game, and I even got a nice message from their head coach saying, hey, you guys are fighting hard. You're going in the right direction. So on the bus ride back, you don't feel like that, but here we are Wednesday of the next week, and I'm still feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I wondered about that. And, you know, the end of the fourth quarter, or near the end, the last minute, they have possession of the ball. They've got 40 points on us. I think they're on the 30-35 yard, you know, on our 30-35 yard, somewhere in there. They took a knee a couple of times. The game was over. So was that the way I read it, and I mean, I just might be romanticizing it a little bit, but I think that coach is very seasoned. He's in his 10th season over there. Good program. He looks at what he did last year, sees who you are this year, and he goes, we don't need another anything on you. You guys did a good job. It was a little tip of the hat, maybe.
Yeah, he's got nothing to prove.
No.
He's got nothing to prove to me. Yeah. And before the game, had great conversations with him, and just reassuring, like, hey, you know, it's hard to feel you going in the right direction, but I can tell you guys recruited well. You guys did a lot of stuff in the offseason. Your team looks better. And so that was his message to me after the game. And, you know, feels good now, but that, you know, when I was shaking his hand, it didn't feel great.
We're going to have injuries-wise, we were pretty limited. I mean, Chris Walter is the big one that will obviously he'll be back, but it's just going to take a little bit of time to recover. And then we have I really didn't see anything else.
Just cramps. People drinking soda.
And
drinking too many energy drinks. And
I've got questions. The two boys we have coming up, they had cramps.
Yeah. Yeah, and I told them, lay off the soda, man.
That's what it is.
You gotta listen to me.
Drinking pickle juice on the sideline, going through barrels of pickle juice, trying to fix the situation. All right. Well, thanks, Coach. We'll bring you back in a bit to chat about the plan for Mount Marty this Saturday at home. But first, we're going to talk to a couple of our Warriors, starting with Keegan Handel, who will join me here on the Warriors Live program right after these words from our sponsors.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Gold Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and one ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Shooter Sports Bar and Grill is proud to host Warriors Live each Wednesday night during the football season. Come and see the show live while enjoying delicious hot wings, specialty burgers, tasty sandwiches and wraps, the best pizza in town, and a cold refreshment. Our kitchen is open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 8. Late night pizzas on Friday and Saturdays until 10 p.m. in the bar. Shooters, your home for Warriors Live Coaches Show. Go Warriors from Shooter Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
All right, welcome back here to Shooters Bar and Grill. The Warriors Live program brought to you by MBT. And I'm sitting here with number 44, 5'10", 214-pound senior linebacker from Tomball, Texas, Keegan Handel. Keegan, welcome to the Warriors Live show once again.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you back. That's right. Well, I mean, I don't really set it up. You just, they tell me you're coming.
They
I guess
can think that you set it up.
That's right. That's right. You can. I did set this up. All right. Well, once again, you're not the only Handel on the roster for Waldorf. Is that irritating? I don't know. Your older brother, yes. Kaysen, is now a coach. What's it like having your brother still in your ear on defense?
It's a lot different as a player. I can't really have fun with him at practice anymore.
Oh.
He's kind of all serious now, so it's not as cool.
He's got to present an image.
He does.
Yeah. I'm a coach. Cool, be cool.
Benny Coach.
Yeah. Well, this season you're a senior and on the team, obviously, and a captain. So what has changed for you this year?
I feel like I have a more vocal role. I just feel experienced, and I just feel like the younger guys lean to me more, and
yeah,
feels good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The last season, you personally racked up a total of 56 tackles in all 11 games that you played, including having two interceptions. On your career thus far, though, you have 106 total tackles and four interceptions and a breakup. So what are your goals for this season?
I'd really like to get the all-conference under the belt. That's something I haven't done, so I've... Oh, that's my that's
all
my
right.
Goal. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that. That sounds great.
Yeah.
All right. Last Saturday, you had two tackles, though. So I don't know where we're going on the all conference with two tackles last Saturday. But on last Saturday, you had two tackles on the game with the Red Raiders and four cramps. Is that right?
I was not cramping. It was it was my foot and ankle, but I'm all good.
You're all good.
I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. You were not cramping.
I was
there
not.
There was no cramping going on.
Zero.
There was some cramping going on the sidelines.
There was.
But that was not you.
No, sir.
All right. My wife took a picture. I think you were on the table, and then my son was in the back getting stretched out, and she was texting the volleyball team, and she says, meanwhile, this is what's going on over in Orange City. So, but you're saying no cramping.
I'm all good.
And you're all good. That's what they need to know. All right. We did see, though, some rotation on defense and in other places, too, on the team on Saturday. I love that. Talk to us about the linebacker core and who do you have standing by just ready to jump in and make plays?
We have a lot of depth this year, which I feel like we lacked a lot last year. We have, obviously, returning all-conference Luke Byer next to me, and then Aiden Williams. We have Aiden Davison, even Grant Woogie. We have a bunch of young guys ready to step up, too, on the inside, and I feel like we just have a lot of depth and more experience, more voices, and we make each other better each day.
Yeah, I talked to the coaches and I can tell you that they feel confident in sending in a rotation, and that's great because it gives you a little bit of a break if you need it. They don't feel like there's been a drop in play.
I believe we have eight linebackers that are seniors, so we have a lot of experience and depth. So,
yeah,
it's a position that definitely is the leader of the defense, I feel like.
That's awesome. What reads are you personally looking for from your position at linebacker and of course, now as a senior leader, how do you communicate what you're seeing to your teammates?
I feel like with my knowledge of the game, I feel like it's good to know what everyone else is doing, too. Mm-hmm. So not just my job, but everyone else around me when it comes to checks and reads and making sure everyone's in the right spot, making sure everyone's good pre-snap and stuff like that.
How much time do you spend watching film and studying the game? Just a football in general.
Quite a bit. After practice, I usually do a little hour or two per night, and then
yeah.
We've been meeting as linebackers a lot too, which has been good. So getting other people's opinions and voices, that's been real good.
Good. What are your thoughts though now about Saturday? We're facing Mount Marty, the Lancers. What are your thoughts about them as we bring them to Bull Store Field?
They're a good team. I mean, they have their quarterback coming back, Rugby Ryken. They have two great running backs, and then younger offensive line, not as experienced, but we're still expecting them to pound the ball, and they like to do a lot of 12P, which is two tight end looks, and we're ready for whatever they have
to
bring.
They can air it out. We saw that last weekend.
Athletic quarterback.
Clark, yeah. And, I mean, look, you've got a great name, you know, but, I mean, Rugby Ryken, that's kind of a cool name.
Yeah, we play football, though.
Yeah, not rugby.
Oh, did you just give him? Did you just give him?
No.
Did you just give him?
It's a joke that me and Luke.
Oh, made. All right. All right. What are your, it's community night, though, on Saturday. So this is going to be your fourth one.
I know it. It's crazy.
As a Warrior. So your fourth community night. Who are you looking for as you prepare this week? You mentioned Ryken. You mentioned some of the, you talk about the tight end situation, but who are you following?
Rugby's a playmaker back there, but uh-huh. 1 and 7 in the backfield. 7's a power guy. 1's their athletic speed back. So
yeah.
We just got to keep them intact. And
yeah, Malachi or whatever is number 7,
correct.
Whatever his name is. And
big,
then
big guy.
20, yeah.
225 pounds.
Running back. Did get a reception. Ryken did score a run. He had a 14-yard keeper that did get a touchdown last week. But they're not playing. We're not playing Clark. Clark is an NAIA team.
They are.
And they come out of the same conference, I think, as St. Francis or whatever. But we're a different team, too, this year.
We are. Much improved. We're better. I feel confident in our team.
So if it's your fourth community night, and it's a great opportunity for all of the local fans, all of the area towns to come out on a great Saturday. It's after the Iowa State game. We're going to be out there all day. You've seen it before. It's a great event. What does your senior community night mean to you?
It means a lot. It's always cool to see all the bounce houses, all the fans, the packed house, and it's the last one, so got to make it. Let's get a win. Make it memorable.
Absolutely. Make those bounce houses make sense. Yeah, that's what I said. As a senior leader, let's talk about the way the team is working together on both sides of the offense and defense. So far this season, as you've seen it, especially after the stout play on defense that we exhibited in Orange City, I thought you guys did a great job out there.
I did too. I was proud of our defense.
Yeah, that was it. I wanted you to describe how both sides are working together.
Score doesn't indicate it, but first half I thought we played very, very well. We were flying around. We were communicating. We didn't offense say. Like after the safety, we didn't bat an eye. We went back on the field, got stops, and everyone was together, I felt like. So the culture is definitely trending in the right direction on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, you had a couple short breaks on the sideline, but for the most part, the offense was doing their job too. When they were out, they didn't score, but they were out there. It wasn't like they were three and out a lot. I think it happened 3 times because every time it happened, they threw out T-shirts, and that's what I was counting. You pay attention to that. You stayed in Forest City over the summer.
I did, yes, sir.
What did you do?
Pretty much work out, and I mean it was just pretty much football and a bunch of us worked at Hy-Vee. We held it down this summer, so
oh,
that was
you?
Fun. Yeah.
You got the Hy-Vee experience going
and but it was a good summer. I mean, we had 30 guys stay. It shows a lot about what Chop's trying to do with our program here. So it was good to see a bunch of guys stay and get those younger guys experience as well.
Yeah, that's huge. The more people, more players across all the programs that we get to stay over the summer, that's great. So I agree 100%. You come out of Tomball, Texas, and we've asked you this before, but tell us a little bit about your life back home, your family, and, of course, where you went to high school.
So I graduated from Tomball High School in 2022, and my dad actually coaches at Tomball High School. He's now the current head coach. And we're just a football family. My mom teaches at the Tomball Elementary first grade, so we're all in the community. We're all about it, and it's a great place.
Now, I've met your folks. Which games will your folks be able to get to this season? Do you know yet?
Tomball's bye week is when we are at Hastings, so they will be at the Hastings game.
Oh, it's a little shorter then.
It is.
Yeah, a little closer to Texas. What are you studying here at Waldorf, so everybody knows?
I graduated in the spring with a sports management degree, and now I'm getting my master's in leadership and administration.
Okay, so then after you graduate, what are you going to do with that?
I'm probably going to coach. I'd like to coach and keep my football career going. So we'll see where it takes
me. Coach with your brother?
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see where it goes.
We'll see how that happens, right? All right. So what do you have to say now to the folks listening? You've been at this for a while. They're watching and those folks that are right here live in the room with us about this game on Saturday against Mount Marty, the Lancers.
I think we're prepared. I think we're ready, and it's a good opportunity for us to go out there and get our first GPAC win. So
there you go.
I think we have a great chance, and
Let's go do it.
Let's do it. Well, Keegan, I'm glad you're on our side and on our team, and happy to have you this Saturday out there doing what you do best. Fans, let's hear it for our senior linebacker, number 44, Keegan Handel. And we'll return with our next player guest, Luke Beyer, right after these messages from our sponsors.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Gold Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and one ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
Shooters is proud to be the host of Warriors Live each Wednesday night at 7 p.m. See Coach Chapa and find out more about the Waldorf Warriors team from pregame to postgame. With delicious sandwiches, appetizers, burgers, pizza, and more, we have something for every taste. Before or after the game and Wednesday nights, come cheer on the Warriors at Shooters Sports Bar and Grill.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
Welcome back. All right, welcome back here to Warriors Live here at Shooters Bar and Grill. I always feel like our lead-in music is a little weak as we're coming back off the promotional ramp. I don't know what's going on. Put that pot up as high as you can back there. All right, so anyway, here we are again. This is the Warriors Live Show, and we're sitting here with number 54, 5'10", 250-pound, senior linebacker, super senior, from Vinton, Iowa, Luke Beyer. All right,
good to be here.
Yeah, it's good. We had you on last year. It's fun to see you. You bring a lot of light and life to the sideline and on the field, and that's fun.
Thank you.
Yes. So nice. Luke, you heard what Coach and Keegan said about our defense last Saturday. This is your final season now as a Warrior. I don't want to bring it down on you, but what does this mean to you?
I don't know. Football really is everything I've given my life to for a long time, so it means a lot, obviously. Possibly last year, you know.
Well, at Waldorf.
Maybe one more, you never know.
You got how much eligibility we have here? Like
all of it.
6-7?
All of it, yep.
If there's a waiver available.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't play your first two seasons as a Warrior. You played 3 games in 23, mm-hmm. 11 games last year, and now you're a senior leader on the team. So you've been around for a while. Talk about the big differences between that freshman year in 2023. Yeah. Oh, wait, way back in 2021. I'm sorry. And then
2020.
And the team this season.
Yeah. It's a big difference. We were looking at roster pictures from all the way back then. I looked completely different, first of all. It's night and day. Like back then, I mean, it was still like we'd get in trouble for stuff, but like it was always the guys that were high up on the team, like they could get away with anything, wouldn't show up the weights. They could do whatever they wanted and they'd still play like the whole game. That obviously does not fly anymore.
No way. So what role do you think you play as a leader on the team? And I believe you do. You keep everyone fired up. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? And how do you keep them on target each week?
I think I'm not necessarily like super technical with like talking to guys about stuff like that, but on the field, I do like to keep people up on their toes, and like I play with a good motor, I think. So I think everybody kind of gets that off of me too, wants to keep playing hard. I'm pretty encouraging, kind of in a, you know, not always a nice way. That's a good way to put it. But I give them
a
everything.
Direct way.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah, I can't say certain words, you know. So.
Well, I will tell you, right now, at this very moment, as we are here on Warriors Live, over at the Bowman Fine Arts Center, I think there's a motivational speaker that is happening. And we've got the motivational speaker right here, Luke Beyer.
I don't know if I'm good at that.
Well, he doesn't have to. I mean, maybe he can't put you in front of, like, on the Bowman stage. Mm-hmm. But one-on-one, I bet you can get somebody fired up really well.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, hopefully. Make him mad, at least.
I gave Keegan a little guff for cramping up in the game last Saturday. He claims he did not cramp up at all.
No.
And that he's fine now. However, you had your own bout with some cramps in Orange City, too. So what was that all about?
I don't really remember. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I usually don't cramp at all.
No.
But I guess last year, the first game of the year, I did a little bit, too. Not quite as bad, but hope it didn't happen after that. So drinking a lot of water now at work and everything throughout the day. So
yeah.
Hopefully that solves it.
I once did the Tough Mudder several years ago, and I thought that I was fit enough to do it. And I ate a bowl of clam chowder the night before and a few adult beverages, thinking that I was ready to go run 12 miles. And I had the worst cramps I've ever experienced in my life. You didn't eat a bowl of clam chowder, did you?
I don't think so.
No.
I can't remember what I ate.
No.
Not yet. I don't think clam chowder.
That wasn't it?
No.
Not quite cool enough. But we're getting there. It's cooling off. It's going to feel like fall on Saturday, folks.
Yeah.
Beautiful early fall weather that we're talking about on Saturday for community night. All right. So you stand. When you came off the field, I did notice this, but you had a little bit of assistance with that little cramp that you had going on there. I saw Coach Chapa burst out laughing when you reached the sideline. Can you tell us what you said that made him laugh?
I mean, I was saying a lot of stuff. I can't remember in particular, but no, I can't really say it.
In the heat of the moment, probably I'm going to err on the side of caution.
Yeah. I was just mad, yeah.
You stand on a career total thus far, 102 tackles, 6 that first season back in 23, 86 tackles last year. Good job. 10 this past Saturday. That makes you the leading tackler this past Saturday coming out of that first game. What are your goals for the senior season as a Warrior?
My goals for myself are less important, but I want to build on that all conference last year, whatever that may be. But really, it's just I want to win games. I don't care what the stats end up looking like at the end of the day. But if that's what I have to do, that's what's going to happen. So,
well, let's take a quick look at the depth chart for the linebackers. You've got some good new additions there. With Keegan a little bit about that. How are they working out, and how does it feel to see that depth on the team?
Yeah, I think a lot of them are inexperienced, but it doesn't show because, like, a guy like Grant Woogie's just got such a good motor. He's kind of like me when I first started with college football. He's very instinctual, and he's sprinting everywhere as fast as he can. He plays hard, and I think that's going to work out for him. And when he gets the chance to play like he did last week, it showed up. He was playing well.
I like that you said Woogie. I noticed that Northwestern didn't have a pronunciation guide, and they said Wooj. Did you notice that?
Grant Woogie.
Grant Wooj.
Yeah, Grant Wooj.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we're at home this Saturday against Mount Marty for community night, as you well know. And this will be your fifth community night at Bolstorff Field in one way or another. So what does that mean to you, and what are you looking forward to against those Lancers?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be a big crowd, I hope, and it's always fun to be on the home team and do the Warrior Walk. I enjoy that. So giving everybody high fives and everything.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to winning. That's what's going to happen. So
Warrior Walk will be at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. Come out. Make sure you're there early. And there's plenty of time to tailgate. I think the Iowa State game is at 11, so there's plenty of time. You can just come out and have a good time. Bring a grill. set up your whole tailgate. It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And then the guys love it when we play music and they walk through and we slap, you know, high fives and all that good stuff. And then, of course, you walk over the field, and this is important. So you're an Iowa guy. You're from Vinton, Iowa. Did you go home for the summer?
No, I was here.
You were here? Yeah. What did you do?
I worked at not Hy-Vee. I wasn't with the crew. I was with Carson Lindsay, though. I was with Carson at Solventum, which is where formerly known as 3M, whatever.
Yeah.
I did that, and I obviously worked out all summer. I ran some workouts, and that was my life. That's it.
I love it when you guys stay around all summer. That's fantastic. Are you like a forklift operator? How do you you know how to do that?
Yeah. Well, we at Solventum, the part-timers, they drive order pickers, which is a stand-up forklift.
Yeah.
Which, it's a forklift, I guess. And I now work at a different place in that building, like an independent contractor, and I do drive regular forklifts again, too.
So. Is there like a level of forklifting? And it's like, oh, you're on the stand-up.
Yeah.
Someday you'll get on the big chair. Right?
Is that it?
Now you're on it.
Yeah, but for the part times, you only get the not fun one, the one you got to stand on all day.
I would have loved that. I'm gonna pick some parts, pick some packages here. We'll talk more about the game plan, of course, with Coach Chapa when he returns in just a little bit. But look, in your opinion, how does our defense look, and what should we be looking forward to on this Saturday?
Yeah, I think watching how Mount Marty started off this year, like. They just don't have the energy that our defense is going to have this weekend. So I think we're going to fly around on them, and we're going to smack them in the mouth. So.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
How about that? Let's hear about that. How about that? All right, we're not quite done. We're getting pretty close. Let's talk a little bit about your family back home. They're not too far away. They're going to make some games, make most games. I talked to your dad on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to be at every game this year. I think he was last year as well, other than Morningside. But my mom will be there. My girlfriend will be there. My dogs will probably be there. So, yeah.
Bring them all out. It's community night. Here. Any words for the folks at home listening or watching and the fans here in the room tonight?
You better be at the game on Saturday at 5 p.m. That's all I got to say.
There you go. Or sooner, Luke. Yeah. All right, I'm glad you stopped by tonight, and we're very happy you're on our side. We'll be right back with Coach Chapa to talk about this Saturday's game in detail right after these messages from our sponsors. Awesome, buddy.
Yes, sir.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Go Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and one ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Shooter Sports Bar and Grill is proud to host Warriors Live each Wednesday night during the football season. Come and see the show live while enjoying delicious hot wings, specialty burgers, tasty sandwiches and wraps, the best pizza in town, and a cold refreshment. Our kitchen is open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 8. Late night pizzas on Friday and Saturdays until 10 p.m. in the bar. Shooters, your home for Warriors Live Coaches Show. Go Warriors from Shooter Sports Bar and Grill.
Yeah, that sounds way better. All right, welcome back to Warriors Live here at Shooter's Bar and Grill on Highway 69 North in Forest City, brought to you by MBT. And I am sitting here once again with Coach Tyler Chapa. Coach, the Warriors play in our home opener against Mount Marty University this Saturday for Community Night, as we've mentioned many times. I asked Keegan, of course, and Luke, what Community Night meant to them. How about you?
Yeah, I know it's important to us, and, you know, we've got 641 in the state of Iowa and family. It's all over our branding and what we're trying to do, and so I think, you know, part of my job, I mean, the hardest part of my job is the people that are with you. You know, are they with you when you're losing, or are they with you all the time? And we're trying to build something here where no matter what we're doing, our guys are working hard every day, our coaches are working hard every single day. And nobody, we plan to win every single game. And so it's important for us to be out in the community. It's important for us to live in the community. We had, you know, 35 guys stay here all summer long and be a part of the community and work and, be positive influences. And so, super important. I love it. And hopefully we can come out with a win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've heard you and, Coach Clary, and I'm sure all the coaches say it now, but, if you know, you don't use the phrase, we're going to get bought in, because then you say you can sell out.
You can sell it out, yeah.
So we want, so what do you say?
It's just got to be who you are.
Who you are.
It's who you are and our identity. And, you know, we're not 100% there yet. There's still, you know, when you have a team of 132 guys, are all 132 going to be, is your culture going to be who they are? Probably not right away, but the majority and our leaders, at least, they embody who we are. And the guys you just talked to, have been through really good seasons here. We've almost won conference championships with those guys in the NSAA, and they've been through the entire rebuild of the program when we had 55 guys go through spring ball, and they're still here.
Yeah,
and they're still giving everything they got. So super proud of those two specifically, but we've got a lot of guys on the team that embody who they are.
Yeah, for the local communities around the Four City area, the Waldorf area, the Warrior Nation, we're not asking you to buy in. It's just becoming who you are.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you probably didn't graduate from Iowa or Iowa State, yet you're going to support one of those two. You're not really connected. Might as well be connected to a school that you also didn't graduate from here at Waldorf and make Saturday your big thing here at Bullsore Field. It's great football. It's the best conference in the NAIA. The GPAC is right up there. They're all church schools, and they are hard football playing programs. And so we've got a great thing going on at Bullsore Field. Come on out on Saturday. Make yourself a part of Community Day. It's where you should be. So by all means, if you're within 30, 40, 50 miles of Forest City, make this your team, because there's not another university in that range.
Yeah, and understand too, small college, right? We wear a lot of hats as coaches. But you know, our job is to coach football and mentor young men. And I think I've got a staff around me that pours into that. And so it's just, we got to, you know, keep talking about the culture every day, keep living it every single day, and good things are going to happen.
It's going to be a great afternoon. It always is. Community Day is just wonderful. Community Night. Folks, come out this Saturday early to Bullsore Field. We'll have inflatables for the kids, I suppose some of the adults. Lots of tailgating and activities, definitely. Fireworks that'll be after the game. That's coming from Pyro Pete, and all kinds of action, of course, on the gridiron. That's what it's all about. The weather is going to be perfect. Early autumn temperatures, and we're looking forward to having as many fans in the stands as we possibly can. So come out and pack the stadium for the home opener of the 2025 Warrior football program, with the Warrior Walk starting at 2:30, and kickoff will be at 5 p.m. Of course, the national anthem will be about 4:53, so be there for that too. Take your hats off. Also, there are still some cash prize where the ball yard line. This is my opportunity to give a big old promotion here across KOW. They're available for purchase. Each one costs just $25, and if the ball ends up on your randomly assigned yard line at the end of each quarter at home, you will win $50 courtesy of the Gridiron Club. So go to the Waldorf Gridiron Club website at www.waldorfgridironclub.org. As we are a 501c3 organization, hit the donate button and purchase your yard lines before this Saturday in increments of just $25, Coach. And just be sure to write the name or names of the individuals that you want assigned to the yard line and the word yard line in the comment box, so we know exactly who and what it's for. Coach, that was my commercial. Right,
that was
there.
Awesome.
Worked it right in. Carl didn't even give me approval for that. Coach, last year the Lancers were 6-5 overall. with losses in the GPAC to Concordia, Morningside, Dort, Doan, and, of course, Northwestern. This year, after one game, they are 1-0, having beaten NAIA Heart of America Conference team Clark University in Dubuque. 37-22 was the score there. What can we expect from the Lancers this Saturday?
Yeah, they're going to be well coached. Their head coach is a good recruiter. He's all about culture too. I mean, he started that football program, and you know, it wasn't where it's at now. Everything takes time, and everybody wants everything right now. And so they're going to be well coached, and they're going to be trying to live out their culture just like we are. And I think they're going to come over here and try to compete their tails off with us too.
Yeah, you're talking about Coach John Micheletti, the head coach. He begins his fifth season at the helm, and we spoke to Coach Micheletti actually back in February, I think, in the podcast,
yeah,
didn't we? So thanks for doing that, Coach. And this is a program that Coach Micheletti, he didn't start it, but he was part of it. He was part of it. They started their program in 2020 under COVID. So they definitely understand the ups and downs of entering the GPAC, don't they?
Yeah, and they understand that it's every single game's a dogfight. They're not going to come in here thinking they already won when they walked off the bus, and our guys understand that. They've got new players. But like I said, he's a good recruiter. He's always going to have good ball players on his team.
Yeah, last Saturday, the Lancers played a game that was set up for success, I think, in the first quarter. If you look at how the game played out, they scored 13 points, two TDs, and a field goal, shutting out Clark in the first. But in the second quarter, Clark obviously adjusted, and each team came up with 14. In the third quarter, Mount Marnie managed a field goal. That was it. Clark came up with nothing. And in the final quarter, each team scored a touchdown. Clark did a two-point conversion. That gave it a 15-point spread at the end of the game. So my question to you is, I'm sure you've watched that film. What adjustments did you see that Mount Marnie did in the first quarter? And then what did Clark do to tighten that spread?
Yeah, I think Mount Marty, they love to run the football, and they didn't really have it going. They threw the ball a lot in the first quarter, but that opens up all their play action stuff and their rollout and sprint out. But they have two really good running backs, and they're going to try to run the football and not go away from that. And I think Clark, you know, they're a big spread offense team. They like to throw the football. I just think they were completing more passes later in the game. I think their quarterback was getting a little bit more warmed up. So, but they were, you know, able to put up 22 points on them. And so, both teams made their first game mistakes, but it's going to be, I'll be eager to see, you know, what we look like and how our guys respond from last week.
Yeah, you mentioned passing versus rushing. All but one of the Lancers' TDs came from their passing game last Saturday. And what do we need to know about the Lancer air game? And especially quarterback number 14, we've already talked about tonight.
Yeah,
Rugby Riken.
He's a good QB. He's athletic. He likes to run. He can improvise. But even when he's out of the pocket and he's scrambling, he looks to throw the football. And his guys, his receivers know that he still wants to throw the football until the last possible second where he has to tuck it and run. And so they're going to try to get open and scramble around back there. And our guys just have to be focused and understand the situation.
Perfect. He was 18 for 29 on 271 yards last Saturday, four TDs. One interception that he threw. Leading receivers were number one, Kyle Hirsch. We talked about him a little bit. Number 18, Jacob Carbajal.
And Kyle, he's a running back. And so his leading receiver is a running back. And so that's how you know, one, he's a good player. They trust him to do a lot of different things. But he's also, in the past game, a check down guy Rugby, he really trusts him. And he understands that if he can get the ball to number one, good things are going to happen. And so, I think – Not much is going to change. I think we're going to keep talking
same
about
numbers.
These same names over and over.
On rushing, the Lancers were led by number 7, Malachi Hart. So he had 148 yards Saturday. How do you view the Lancer rushing game? For this Saturday, you say they like to run.
Yeah, two good backs, and they do two different things. I think Malachi is more of a power guy in between the tackles, and the other guy likes to bounce it a little bit. But they have a new offensive line, and so those guys, this will be their second game playing together. And so how can we exploit them and put them in tough situations, maybe where they have to think a little bit too much and capitalize on their mistakes too?
Well, let's talk about our Warriors. Overall, I understand, pretty healthy.
Yeah.
But obviously, Chris Walter, Chris is here tonight. Chris Walter's injury Saturday. The Warrior Nation's number one question is, who's going to be the quarterback?
Yeah, no, props to Chris, because I thought he was just being a baby. And
Because you know he's here, yeah.
And I just, you know, I don't like when guys just lay on the field when they're hurt.
Yeah.
And so he knows that. And so
I think he popped up pretty quick.
He hopped all the way up the field. And I still yelled at him, too. Yeah. And so, you know, props to him. But Tate Richardson's going to take the snap, so he's going to be under center for us. And he's a tough, you know, he played eight-man football here in Iowa, and he was a runner, and you know, he's going to be able to do what we need him to do. He's just, we have to figure out, and Coach Donadio and his staff's done a good job, what he's good at, what he's comfortable with, and that's what we're going to rock and roll with.
Well, we had the chance to see our new running backs and our receivers, especially George Rivera, who we spoke to last week, came down with some great receptions, moved the ball in the Red Raiders. We watched the O-line stand toe-to-toe with Northwestern's top-rated defense without giving away the plan, Coach. What does Donadio have in store for us this weekend at home?
Yeah, we're going to have to be creative.
Yeah.
And we got to get our playmakers the ball in space a little bit, but ultimately, I think this game's going to come down to who can run the ball more effectively. And, you know, I think with everything that we've talked about with our offensive line, and I think those guys, this will be their second game working together as well. And today was a bright spot for us at practice, so I'm excited to watch those guys work.
We saw rotations on personnel, offense, and defense last Saturday. That keeps people fresh and healthy. I like it. What is that something that we're going to keep seeing this weekend and throughout the season because you guys are confident that you can rotate?
Yeah, that was the plan. You know, we have a lot of really good players on our team. And, you know, last week was the most guys we've ever traveled, ever.
Yeah.
And then not just because we have the numbers, but because we have good players that can fill in when guys need a breather or some water or something like that, because they're in week eight. You know, our starters are still going to be not, you know, super healthy because it's football, but they're going to be as healthy as they can because we got good guys that can take some snaps off of them.
Perfect. But for some key mistakes, Coach, resulting in penalties that we talked about already and a couple other correctable items last week, that scoreboard looks a whole lot different, doesn't it? Has the team learned from last week, and are we going to see a tighter, even better Warrior football game on Saturday?
Yeah, I think we're going to tighten it up on special teams. I think we only had 6 penalties. Last first game, we had 11. And so that just speaks to our guys and how prepared they were and how our coaches prepared them. And then I think it's helped that we've had, you know, almost 40 guys stay here in the summertime, too.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to be right back after a few messages here, and we're going to continue on and wrap up the show here with Coach Chapa on this episode of Warriors Live.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Gold Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and 1 ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Hello, this is Leah at Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill. With football season back in full swing, don't forget to stop by after the games on Friday and Saturdays for our late night pizzas from 9 to 10 p.m. here at Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
All right, welcome back here to
Shooters Bar and Grill, we're wrapping up Warriors Live, another episode, second weekend of the 2025 season, brought to you by MBT. And Coach, I just got one final question for you here as we talk to our fans out there. What message do you have for them that are listening or watching on all of our various venues about the game this Saturday?
Yeah, still excited to watch our guys grow and get better. And, you know, there's a whole season for a reason. And so I'm excited to still lead the charge here with the guys that I have and watch them compete this weekend.
How about for the Lancers? Got a message for them?
Yeah, they're going to come in, and we're going to try to punch them in the mouth as quickly as we can and over and over and over. And so they're going to try to do the same thing to us.
Yeah, punch in the mouth with great love and respect, and that's how we do it in the G-Pack. We're looking forward to it. Respectfully, absolutely.
Then the confines of the rules.
Fantastic. All right. Well, that's wonderful, Coach. Can't wait to see everybody on Saturday at Bull Store Field. Thanks to our title sponsor tonight, MBT Manufacturers Bank and Trust, Shooters Bar and Grill, FCIS, that's Farm and City Insurance Services, and Pritchard's Forest City Auto Center, Chrysler of Forest City. Thanks to Mel back at the station. Josiah Cleveland is right over there. You can't see him. And all the folks that are helping us put this together. The Gridiron Club, you can join it, support us, and become a part of the Waldorf football team in financial terms. Come on out and cheer on the Warriors this Saturday at 5 p.m. They host Mount Marty Lancers Community Night at Bull Store Field. Once again, Warrior Walk, 2:30. Be there. High five our players and tailgate. Have fun and turn out to cheer the Warriors on. We'll see you Saturday at Bull Store Field supporting the best small college football experience in America. Go Warriors!